Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Birdcage Walk, written by Helen Dunmore and read by Emma Fenney. Our day was almost spent when the bell rang and Philo rushed to tell me that Hannah was downstairs, waiting for me in the kitchen. It was late. I knew that Hannah hadn't come to the front door because my husband might be at home, and she did not want to meet him. I ran down, frightened. Hannah never visited at such an hour. There she stood with rain dripping from her cloak onto the flags.
"Your mother's not well," she accused me.
"What's the matter?"
"She's in bed."
"With her writing board, I suppose." There was nothing to worry about. Mammy was strong. She said herself that she never ailed. If she retreated to bed, it was in search of solitude. There were always so many visitors, and they never knew when to leave. Hannah sniffed. Her nose was red, with a drop hanging from it.
"It's rest she needs, not writing boards."
Sacrilege coming from Hannah. Mammy's ideas flowed most clearly at night, with one lit candle to speed her pen while Augustus slept on beside her. There was nothing more important than that those ideas of hers should be captured and set down. Hannah had always arranged our days for that purpose. Our rooms were clean, our clothes washed, and our food cooked. But even so, Mammy needed the night for her work. She would wake with her mind suddenly, startlingly alive. She'd sit up in bed, reach for her writing board, prop it against her knees, and seize on her thoughts before they vanished. Who would imagine, from the clarity of her treatises, that they sprang from a warm bed? It was not always so warm. When I was little and money for coal was short, we would stay in bed together on cold days, curled under every cloak and blanket that we owned, like porpoises under the ice. My breath smoked when I put my face up into the chill of the room, and down I dived again. But there was always Mammy beside me, working with a heavy shawl around her shoulders and fingerless gloves knitted by Hannah, which left her fingers free to write. She didn't need those gloves anymore. She had a fire in her room every day. Augustus and she lived frugally, but they were never short of what they needed.
"But Hannah, she's not really ill, is she?"
"She's been better. She'd like to see you. Now don't fly off like that, Elizabeth. She's not as bad as that."
I ran upstairs for my cloak and boots, while Sarah continued to scour the pots with sand indifferently, as if she were alone in the kitchen. She didn't like Hannah,